disco.
Alright, good night everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the FVL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. I have with me in the studio tonight, once again, I am Dino. I have with me in the studio last year's champion of the Andre Samuel League, 2 cents. Heal him out there, 2 cents.
What's up?
And I also have with me last year's runner-up, Firebrand. So yeah, tonight... So tonight what we're going to do is, just ahead of the first game week, we're going to talk about things to look out for in the first game week, new players in the league, and run through some predictions coming to start up the season. So guys, there we go. First thing we want to talk about tonight is the schedule for the first week. And I guess the first thing we want to talk about is the situation going on in the UK. As everyone know, they have the scene with the riots, and the first fixture cancelled was Tottenham Everton. So, fellas, how do you think that's going to affect people thinking when in terms of picking players and things for the first week?
Well, I know the first thing that would be on my mind is a double week coming up, you know, sometime. And, you know, that you'll have to keep your eye on Van der Vaart. You know, he's a big point sooner. So, you know, but, you know, he wouldn't be available this week, you know, so that's the only bad part of it.
So, but how, you know, you have any idea how soon we know that double week coming around, and would it influence how we pick any team to start off the season? Like, you would pick any Spurs or Everton players to start? They say 2 cents.
I mean, for me, I'll pick maybe Everton players because they have a good game in the second week, but Tottenham away to Man U the week after, and then they play in Man City, so I wouldn't even like have Van der Vaart and leave him on my bench right now. But I think this game cancelling, I mean, supposed to begin as a sad thing going on over there, but I think the game cancelling, it will mean even more than normal wildcards will be used very early in the season, I think. Because as soon as that double game announced, I mean, everybody will want to get those players at their team.
Alright. And I mean, the other thing, we're talking about that Tottenham game, but like you say, the situation there kind of sad, but we had also, this is like we were talking about the research, you had to keep an eye out if those riots still going on in certain cities where it happening, that it is a possibility that some of them games could get cancelled late on. I mean, that's something people had to pay attention to.
I think the riots kind of like, it come like if somebody mess up Christmas, because like the league starting this weekend is like something everybody look forward to, you know? Everybody happy if you're going to go to the games, so you can finally start back watching games. I mean, me personally, I love getting up early on Saturday to watch early games, and it's like Christmas, especially if you love football a lot. So things like riots and stuff, so you're like, you know, that's just bring to reality, football is just a game.
For real. So yeah, so that's just basically it in terms of that part of it. Just keep an eye on the fixtures, keep an eye on the situation over there, and try and factor that into your thinking when picking your side. So just moving on, we're going to talk about some of the new men coming into the league this year, and 2 cents going to throw out a couple of people who we kind of keeping an eye on, fresh into the English league, who could make some moves in the fantasy. The 2 cents, who we have a feeling?
Well, I mean, the first post I think we should talk about, especially with Nasri and Fabregas rumored to be leaving this week, is Jovinho. So just basically what you guys think about Jovinho. And his price is 9.0, so I don't know if you think that's a bargain or it's expensive for somebody new coming in.
You baller ass, mate.
It's always a risk, you know, putting your hopes on someone making their debut in the league. But you know, he has proven in the preseason that, you know, he could score goals and, you know, he could set up goals as well. So, you know, I think he would be worth it.
But you realize though, just a step back, what he playing? He playing forward up front, or he playing?
They have him as a forward at 9 million. They have him as a forward at 9 million.
But what he actually playing though?
I'm assuming he'll replace the Nasri position more like out wide cutting in.
You see, that's the thing I kind of worry about, because if he kind of playing on the wing and not really up front, and he has a he kind of out of position as a midfielder playing forward, it means that he gained less points for that whole 9 million he had to spend on him.
I mean, I think that's a valid point with any team but Arsenal. They are such an attacking team and they're going to score a lot of goals. I think he'll be involved regardless, you know what I'm saying? He will see a lot of the ball without Nasri and Fabregas being there. I mean, he'll instantly become one of the go-to players on the team. So, and we've seen the World Cup and in the couple Champions League and like friendly league games that we have seen him play in that quality. So, I think at 9 million he'll be a good buy.
Alright.
And the next man we want to talk about is Kun Aguero. I mean, 11 million for Man City with Dzeko, Balotelli and possibly Tevez being there. What do you guys think?
Well, honestly, I don't know much about it. I see it straight up.
Kun is a big player, if I am. I mean, the man, I think he have it in him to light up the league. It's just that, as you say, the situation at Man City with the amount of forwards they have. It's like it only had one ball, you know, and everybody fighting for a piece. So I honestly think, and I'm waiting for it to happen, I feel Tevez not gonna be there by the time the season start, and that might create up a little more. But I think over the course of the season he'll come good. I wouldn't pick him to start off though.
I totally agree with that. I think he's quality, but I think at 11, I wouldn't spend 11 million on somebody I'm not too sure if they're going to play. I wait to see how Mancini rotate the team, especially because they have Champions League and things this year. And the fact that he's new to the league, I mean, sometimes new players come in the league and light it up one time, which I think Jovinho will do. But I'll be a little more hesitant on buying Aguero in my team right at the beginning. You know, I'll probably more stick to like Toure or Silva in the midfield rather than buying Aguero up top. I think that's, you know, better forward options. And just want to talk about one or two players who have switched teams this year then. So if any of these names stand out to you guys, feel free to talk about anybody. Enzo Bia moved from Wigan to Villa. We have Charlie Adam from Blackpool to Liverpool. Dong Ning from Villa to Liverpool. Ashley Young from Villa to Man U. Any of these guys you all have an eye on this year?
Well, you know what? You see Charlie Adam, he had a big season, you know, last year. But, you know, it could be a case of, you know, a big fish in a small pond. You know, now we in a lake, you know, so you know, his influence in the game, you know, mightn't be as strong as, you know, with Blackpool. You know, so, you know, I don't know. I'm kinda apprehensive about him. You know?
I apprehensive about Adam Post to begin with, his price being 9 million. That's number one. Number two, I apprehensive because of Gerrard, Henderson, Dong Ning, Morelles, Aquilani, right. And I could go on. Like, too many men there.
Lucas.
They're not even in Champions League, so it's not to say like that squad not going to be rotated as much as Man U, Man City, Chelsea, you know what I'm saying? They're not even in the Champions League this year. By the way, Liverpool fans, pick a new team.
Oh, wait, let me just jump in, cut it first, and we never really talk about three of us here on this podcast and who we back in. So just to make it clear, I'm a Chelsea man, just looking forward to us winning the league this year, because that's what's gonna happen. But where are they coming from?
Well, everybody know there's 2 cents, and I mean, my fantasy team name said all Man U, Bayluna. So it's Man U right through, you know what I'm saying? From 19 how long? 19 titles, baby, catch up.
Well, yeah, well, the Firebrand, Firebrand is a supporter of good football. I have no allegiance to any team, but Trinidad and Tobago, you know, the Soca Warriors. Apart from them, you know, I just follow good football. I hear that.
So basically, you follow Chelsea. That's what you're trying to tell us. All right, so let me get back on track there. So what about Enzo Bia? What is your feeling about that one?
I think I think he could be more efficient. I mean, he's very talented, but I think he could be more efficient. He's very hit and miss. You know what I'm saying? He could give you a game of like 16 points and next three games in a row, 2 points, 2 points, 2 points. So I mean, I will more buy Enzo Bia based on schedule. Like to say that he will be like, Enzo Bia will be in my team at all times. You know, no matter what, I will have Enzo Bia. I can't say that about him. Like he's very hit and miss. And as his schedule.
Yeah, I hear you, but I think he is the go-to guy right now in Villa. Since Downing and Ashley Young left, you know, I think, you know, they will be relying on him, just like they were relying on him to get, Wigan was relying on him to get them through the season to safety. You know, I think that Aston Villa will be heavily relying on him this season, and he will produce.
Yeah, I think they'll be relying on him. The only thing I watching is that coach they have there, who like to play a set of home kick football and 1-0, 1-1, 2-0, you know, I don't think that coach ever win a game 3-0 in his life. And the less goals is like the less points a man had to make. So that's the only thing I keep on keeping an eye on.
Alright, so we're gonna move on from that on. The next thing is like, as we were talking the other night about how we go about picking our teams and stuff. You know, as I said, me personally I'm not yet to spoon feed anybody and pick anybody's team for them. So you know, it's kind of hard for me to tell everybody who to pick this week and pick this that week. So I'm all looking ahead. As I say, I look forward to like the next 3, 4, 5 games. So in the August month, it have 3 games. So I just want to point out some, you know, things to look forward to in the August game week. Like maybe give men some tips where they should look, where they shouldn't look. So the first thing I want to say, like the first place I will not be looking in August is at West Brom, because they have games against Man U and Chelsea. So like I wouldn't be looking at any West Brom players right now. Another team I wouldn't be looking at is Tottenham. Just like we said, you know, they have the first game cancelled and the two games after that is Man U and Man City. So unless they get a double game week schedule in week 2 or 3, I wouldn't really be looking at Tottenham players to start the season. And the last team I wouldn't be looking at to start the season is Bolton, because after their first game away to QPR, they followed by Man City, Liverpool, Man U. So those three teams I wouldn't be looking at all to start this season. And that is once again West Brom, Tottenham, Bolton. On the positive note, like the things that are standing out to me at the beginning of the season is Villa. So I think people should look at Villa. I don't really want to call too many names, but I mean the obvious one is Bent and Zakaria. You might want to have a Villa keeper or defender. And next person I'll be looking at early on in the season is Blackburn with home games to Wolves and Everton. I mean, they have people like Gams Pedersen, Dunn. You might want to get a defender. I don't know if Samba going to move to Arsenal. I'll be looking at the Chelsea defense with home games to West Brom and Norwich to start the season in the first 3 weeks. I'll be looking at Liverpool to score goals with home games against Sunderland and Bolton. I'll take a gamble if I'm looking for cheap men on my team on Swansea, because they have home games to Wigan and Sunderland. And I'll also look at Wigan with home games to Norwich and QPR in the first 3 weeks. I don't know if anybody you guys want to add in that you're going to look at in the first 3 weeks for the first month of August.
I think most of you are kind of covering in terms of the fixtures. I ain't on board with you with the Blackburn though. That side in a mess.
Alright, I'll give it up. Alright, so we just want to go into week now one, which is what I guess everybody here for, and we save the best for last. So we're going to go into like our picks for week one, because it has some juicy fixtures. I mean, so if you guys, I don't know if you who want to go first about the who they will look at for like a captain choice for week one.
Yeah, fire. So fire.
I go in with Nani. You know, I don't think I need to say much about this fella. You know, I mean, in the last game in the Shield, you know, the man produced big, you know, and, you know, I think this weekend, he's gonna step up again. Team though, it's an away game.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. What about you, Omar? Who are you looking at captain this week?
Nani's a strong pick, but, you know, I mean, I think Silver just been looking real good in preseason, and he had the center everything City doing, and I looking at City to score big, so it's like I go and step out the box a little bit and go with Silver.
That's not really stepping out the box.
That's my vice captain right there.
That's not stepping out the box. picking one of the shore up players in the week is more stepping out of the box. Fire picker Nani is more stepping out of the box. Me, for this week, I would look at somebody like Andy Carroll, because Suarez not sure to play, so I look at Andy Carroll. Let's go to Sunderland. I mean, after 35 million, I think that'll be somebody like he will be oriented one looking to repay the faith Liverpool showed him. And what about
not only that though, didn't he score a hat trick against Sunderland last season?
Well, man come with his stats, you know what I'm saying? Alright, next thing we want to run through before we wrap up is, like, everybody, you know, might need some cheap options in the team then. So who you would look at as a cheap option in your team this week, week one?
For me, I keep an eye on Sessegnon from Sunderland. I mean, not just week one, but just going forward, you know, he had a good end of the last season. He was kind of he had everything there for Sunderland.
You can add Sessegnon away to Liverpool in week one?
Yeah, I think Liverpool are the defense are looking that top preseason.
Alright, what about you, Fire?
I go in against the grain, and I go in with Holt from Norwich.
Alright, for me, I go in with the man who the new just trash, and that is Gams Pedersen, home to Wolves. I think Gams Pedersen, he's take all the corners, he's take the free kicks. I think he'll be somebody good for week one. And final thing we want to talk about week one is like, your sure clean sheet. I think we all agreed in our meeting previously that Man City
will be the team.
Everybody, I mean, look at your City defenders that have Lescott, Kompany. I don't know who's going to win the left-back battle between Clichy and Kolarov. So I might stay away from that one.
Yeah.
They have Micah Richards on the right-back. They have Doha at 7 million for a keeper. I don't really know if people are going to spend that money, but Doha will be in the goal. And which team are you all guys looking at as the most sure for goals this week?
The score goal?
Yeah, which team?
City.
City again, alright. So we're looking at the Man City defense and offense for the week.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep an eye on Manchester United too. I mean, they're running some ball in preseason there. And they have, I mean, given as it's West Brom away, you still gotta look at them, you still gotta bank on them to put a few in.
Alright. And we're gonna talk now, final thing. Our picks for the season, like the guys we wanna watch, have a look at for the season. You know?
Yeah, so what we're gonna do is each of us gonna give forward, a midfielder and a defender we think gonna be some of the best players to look at this season. So Fire, for you, who are your three picks?
Well, actually I will pick four. I go in with keeper as well. Right? I have Holt, right, at 5.5. I have Sessegnon at 6.5. I have Lescott at 6.5. And I have Given at 5.
That's some great picks, except I do agree with Lescott one, but I mean, I think with Kompany and with Toure coming back, I think his ban ends in September. I do see Lescott getting much minutes in that Man City defense, unless somebody get injured, or unless Toure.
When yeah, them come back, right? Lescott will have at least three goals. I said it. All right.
Yeah, that dent up head does really score goals. I agree with you on that.
That is our magnet.
My picks for this season. Even I looking at this year, I looking at Suarez to really. I mean, he just had a half a season and he do big things. I think he had average 5.2 points a game or something like that. I like them kind of numbers. That is the kind of numbers that could be my captain almost every good home game. So I'm looking at Suarez to really produce this season, especially with they get firepower and ammunition from Adam and Dongning and soon Stevie G supposed to come back. So I look at Suarez as a striker, like could probably be in my team for the whole season. In the midfield, I'm looking at Tarapt because I think he could be this year's Adam from last year with Blackpool. As they say, big first, small pump. Tarap taking penalties, free kicks, everything, you know, all these set pieces, he's the captain, so I expect him to get bonus points. And in the back, I mean, I would try to give a cheap option because you know you can always afford expensive players in your whole team. So I'll try and look for a cheap defender, and a defender I think will do good this year and might even get some attacking points. If he gets some playing time, will be Walker from Tottenham. They don't really get a lot of clean sheets, but he's a defender. I think will get a lot of assists and possibly even goals from in the back for Tottenham.
All right, well, my picks, I mean, up front, you know, and it's just a general feeling I have that last year it had a lot of men who traditionally score big but didn't come good with the World Cup and being tired and all that and not having a preseason. But this year it had men rested, went to the beach, chill out, do what I do. So I'm looking for Torres to have a big year. I mean, that might be a Chelsea bias there talking, but still, the man is world class, and you know, form is temporary, class is permanent. So that is my forward pick up front there. Midfield, like I said before, I think Sessegnon is a man gonna have a good year, especially where he playing in that side. And in the defense, I mean, just today transfer confirmed, I just gonna go and say Jose Enrique for Liverpool at that left. If he make that left back position his own, he's a man gonna be loading that gun for Carroll, big head up there.
And his price will be more favorable than, you know, Skrtel and Agra and Carragher and those guys. I think that'll be a big buy this year for Liverpool.
I feel so. Yeah, I mean, once he get any games in, he would get clean. He should get clean sheets and assists because he's a good crosser the ball, and that is what Carroll is feed off of. So that's basically my picks there. So.
No, I didn't get a chance to really get in depth with my choices, but I would just want to mention that Holt, right, the Norwich striker, right, I think he was second in the league in goals, second to Shane Long from Reading, who's now with West Brom, I believe, and you see, I think he would have the kind of impact that Andy Carroll had last season. All right, keep an eye on him because when Norwich was in League One, right, he was the reason why he scored like 24 goals. He was the reason why they were promoted.
I could say I could interrupt for 1 second and say one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
I mean, I know a lot of people listening on Soka Warriors might like to hear this, but I just want to say one thing, Jason Scotland.
All right, but you see, the thing is, right, this man, I think, right, has demonstrated that he could rise to the occasion, because in each league, I'm telling you,
in League One and the Championship, like Jason Scotland.
Yeah, but no, you see, Jason now, right, I don't think this man has been consistent. He scores more than 20 goals a season if you check the stats from League One to Championship, and now I believe he mightn't get 20, but I mean, I think he's good for at least 10 to 15.
I want to strike that five.
All right.
Just,
okay, cool. We
can
see.
I know we are about to wrap up right now. I just want to add one final thing. I mean, just now we were talking, Omar was talking about people being on the beach and resting. Like, it's kind of interesting that we're doing this fantasy podcast, Omar, and, you know, somebody said they're supposed to be on the beach resting and they retire.
Yeah, we need to, a certain person on the podcast, not me, has been claiming that he's retired from the game. What is the latest situation with that?
Nah, man, it's still that way, man. It's still that way.
What's
he? Man, it's something else. Yes, listen. Okay, let me give you this story, right? You have Firebrand and you have Mrs. Brand. Alright? You want to refer to her as Lava Brand or Magma Brand? It go through. But yeah, you know, I just want to keep things, you know, peaceful at home. So, you know, I just think, yeah, I know
you get no sympathy from me, brother.
So basically, your wife telling you can't play fantasy. That's what you're trying to tell us.
So you hear me say that? listen, you play, listen. It's not no boss, right?
It's about compromise, Red. What you had to tell her, what you had to say is all picks will be completed by Friday night at 9 p.m. And after that is yours, baby, and everything taken care of.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not falling for that because I don't know how all your men do it. I know, as a matter of fact, I know how all your men do it, so I just wouldn't admit it. But you know that you study this thing like it's exams you're studying.
Like yeah, that. But we make time for wifey, yeah. We do it on work time, company time.
Yeah. Even on the toilet, make it look like you're taking extra long and you're fixing your side, you understand?
Me personally, I mean, my I just read a few articles during the week. It's just basically on Friday night, you know, I tell wifey, well, hey, you need an hour Friday, every Friday night, and she understand.
Yeah, well, I get obsessed with this, so I know so how I am.
He was obsessed and he still couldn't win a
match. How are you talking? Well, okay, listen, I was obsessed that I win every single league associated with SoccerWarriors.net. Talk about that. Let me hear you.
So have I.
Eh?
All right, fellas, so we're going to pick this up in podcast 3, which hopefully maybe around we shooting for game week 3 or so, but we give everybody an update how we going. Before we go, we just want to say, you know, big up to SoccerWarriors.net for giving us the space to host this, and check them out, www.SoccerWarriors.net, and I'm looking to close off the second episode of the FPL Vibes podcast. So good night, people. Thanks for tuning in.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and keep your eye on the ball, all right?
Also, look out for FPL Vibes Facebook page, too.
Yo.